We've reported on how Republicans in the U.S. Congress have repeatedly tried to repeal and replace Obamacare, also known as the Affordable Care Act. It's a controversial health reform law that was passed by a Democratic-controlled Congress and signed by then-President Barack Obama in 2010. And though Republicans have been united in their opposition to it, those in the Senate have not been united on various plans to repeal it. They've fallen short several times of the votes they've needed to do that. Yesterday, President Donald Trump took some steps on his own to weaken the law. He signed an executive order. One thing it does is direct the government to find ways for small businesses and possibly individual Americans to more easily team up and get health insurance in different states than the one they live in. Why does that matter? Because they may be able to find cheaper health plans this way and save on the costs of health insurance. President Trump says the order would cost the federal government virtually nothing and bring more affordable health insurance to millions of people. Critics say the downside is that the lower costs could also mean fewer benefits, like less maternity care and prescription drug coverage. And they're concerned that the people who stayed with Obamacare could see their prices rise. Experts don't know yet how many people will be affected by this executive order. These orders in general aren't as far-reaching as laws passed by Congress. The White House says the changes could take 6 months or more to have an effect.